Democratic Party before it was destroyed largely by Clinton. So self-identified liberals now have no relationship, this is part of my book, Death of the Liberal Class, with the actual liberal establishment. They're liberal on cultural or social issues, but are in lockstep with the rest of the ruling elite on issues of war and trade deals and austerity and deindustrialization and everything else. So yes, Ralph has been marginalized, I would argue largely blacklisted, because he was targeted and because they're frightened of him. And that's, of course, why he ran for president, that we couldn't get anything done anymore in Congress, with the destruction of that real liberal wing, he had nowhere else to go. And I worked as Ralph's speechwriter. Ralph's argument was that if we can pull 5, 10, 15 million people into a third party, that's the only mechanism we have left to put pressure on the Democratic Party. But of course, the Democrats made war on Ralph, locked, kept him out of the debates. I guess I got some sympathy with that. I wouldn't want to debate Ralph Nader. Challenged his voting lists, even though they were unimpeachable, because they wanted to run up his legal bills, and then blamed him for electing Bush, which is a complete distortion of that historical moment, because they only counted two counties in Florida, immediately moved it to the Supreme Court, where Bush defying any legal precedent was anointed president. It was kind of judicial fiat. I think even Al Gore says he won. That is a classic example of how the liberal establishment is used to demonize, discredit, and marginalize those figures with integrity to challenge the dominant narrative. I just came back from London. I was invited, one of six guests, at Julian Assange's wedding. And then, of course, when I and Craig Murray and others got there, the prison authorities just capriciously, unilaterally, and without explanation, refused to let us in. It was just another cruel act, even on Julian's wedding day. Another example of somebody who has been discredited largely by the very liberal press establishments that publish the material that he gave them through the Iraqi war logs and all this kind of stuff.
You said in an article you wrote, "I like and admire Julian. He provided the most important body of information of our generation about the war crimes, lies, corruption, and cynicism that defines the ruling elites. This information ripped back the veil on the centers of power around the globe, sparking movements and popular protests from Tunisia to Haiti." Why are they so persistently hostile and aggressive vis-a-vis Julian Assange, who's a 50-year-old, you know, independent journalist who founded WikiLeaks? He's from Australia. He's not even an American citizen, yet he's being charged under American law. How does that work?
Well, it's judicial farce. I've sat through some of the court proceedings in London, and it's like something out of Alice in Wonderland. I mean, we have to remember that UC Global, the Spanish security firm in the embassy, recorded all of Julian's meetings with his attorneys and turned them over to the CIA, violating attorney-client privilege. I mean, that fact alone should see the trial tossed out. The idea that Julian, who's not an American citizen, WikiLeaks is not a U.S.-based publication, can somehow be charged under the Espionage Act, that's a real kind of leap there legally. Well, why? Because he's the most important publisher of our generation. He shone a light into the inner workings of power in a way that we got pieces here and there before, but no one had come close to doing what he did. He documented U.S. war crimes, including, of course, the video of the collateral murder video. He exposed that nearly 700 civilians had been gunned down but for approaching too close to U.S. checkpoints. He exposed the hacking tools known as Vault 7 by the CIA that gives the CIA the ability to compromise cars, smart TVs, web browsers, operating systems of smartphones, systems such as Microsoft Windows, etc., He exposed the 15,000 unreported deaths of Iraqi civilians, the torture of 800 men and boys between ages 14 and 89 at Guantanamo. He published the Podesta emails, which exposed the mendacity of Hillary Clinton, including ordering U.S. diplomats.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Oh. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Cuando regresará, el soldado. mayores deben sobrevivir. Noche de muertos del árbol de la vida, maldirá blanca paloma hacia la eternidad. Por tantas cosas que van haciendo sueño realidad, México lindo, no te podré olvidar. ¡Que viva México! México, viva mi gente en libertad, que viva México, viva mi rancho y mi ciudad, que viva México, viva mi gente en
en la Roma o es en Coyoacán. Agárrate una nave para reventar, la fiesta es en la Roma o es en Coyoacán. Agárrate una nave para reventar, la fiesta es en la Roma o es en Coyoacán. Agárrate una nave para reventar, la fiesta es en la Roma o es en Coyoacán.
Agárrate una nave para reventar, la fiesta es en la Roma, o es la fiesta es en la Roma, o es agárrate una nave para reventar. Yacán.
Ingratos ojos míos no me dejan en paz. Cada vez que te miro te quiero más y más. Con esos ojos míos no sé qué voy a hacer. Si tú no me comprendes me vas a enloquecer. Y no me mates, papacito, no más déjate querer. Ellos tienen la culpa de mi grande ilusión. Sin verte te recuerdo con todo el corazón. Cuando te estoy mirando de amor sufro por ti. Ingratos ojos míos, ¿por qué serán así? Llorar de pena los voy a condenar, porque por culpa de ellos no te podré olvidar. Cuando te estoy mirando de amor sufro por ti. Ingratos ojos míos, ¿por qué serán así?
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Hi, this is Kenny.
and Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Want your baby to be born healthy. Want your son to make it home from the war, fully able to rejoin his people. My American heart. Want your job to help you feed your family. Hopes to let you build a home that houses generations of joy. My American. Won't have much in the way. I hope your children and grandchildren become curious and kind. But above all, I wish them safety from without and within. My American heart wishes safety for my own family too. I want to have to keep them safe from you. Here we are in a difficult conversation. Well, that just might go on for years. But in this difficult conversation, I want you to know I can hear you. Know I can see you. See,
Suzanne was here. Face like a summer sky, angel must have chose Suzanne like nobody knows.
Suzanne going down the road, carrying everybody's load. Suzanne, I can see your smile. Can't you stop and talk to me a while?
Better walk the line. Sad songs will get you every time.
see your smile. Can't you stop and talk to me a while?
I woke up early Sunday morning, threw on a t-shirt and some jeans. On the beach, the sun was rising over rough and churning seas. I don't know why the sea is angry, but I'm feeling angry too, all alone, living without you. 10 years from now, I'll still hear you calling my name. I'll remember Paris walking by the Seine, thinking of all the good times, mostly brings me pain. I know I'll never lay with you again. I poured a second cup of coffee, flopped into my favorite chair. I thought I heard you in the hallway, but when I looked, you were not there. Sometimes the silence fills my brain, and I don't know what to do, all alone, living without you. 10 years from now, afternoon was hot and sunny when friends and family said goodbye. The preacher talked about your goodness, but all I could think of was your eyes. The way you looked into me, the love behind the blue, all alone and living all alone. Living all alone and hardly living without you.
Shackles on the rear and jacked up high. Slant six rubbing and ready to fly. Blast back mufflers making a noise. Look out boys, this ain't no toy. Ragtop's down, I got a foot of lead. Strong winds are blowing on past my head.
wheels topped off with the racer's edge. All four wheels got brand new treads. 63. I feel free in my 63. I feel free in my 63. Metal flake paint, not a spot of rust. Ford and Chevy can't eat my dust. Watch my wheels and hear me peel. Burning rubber begins to squeal. They're playing our song on the radio. Tell your mama you gotta go. The title's mine and I got the key. Come on, baby, take a ride with me. 63. I feel free in my 63. I feel free in my 63.
Boy, can't wait till the past year, the peace crop. You need to calm down, check yourself, get your head right. Get a therapist, go to church if you need to. I do not exist to oblivious or abuse you. Think it's real, say your daddy taught you not to cry. But if you think you'll treat me bad, then I'll stay there. I switch you back up again for the win, for the kill, boy. I don't need you. I switch you back up again and drink till the bad taste fades away. You get your name by the end of the day. Take a bit of care from the ways that you used to. It's a new day, find a way to a new you. I'm really not sure what you thought I signed up for. Skip the encore, I've had enough, I don't need more. I think it's real, say your daddy taught you not to cry. But if you think you'll treat me bad, and I'll stay the hero life. Switch your back up again for the win, for the kill, boy, I don't need. Switch you back up again like you did. Mama's milk must have thought I'd feed you. I switch you back up again and drink till the bad taste fades away. You get your name by the end of the day.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Pose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
All right, let's go through a few different news stories from the last 24 hours. Today is the NRA convention, National Rifle Association, in Houston, Texas. It is also Texas, the state, the site of the deadliest mass shooting in a school since Sandy Hook a decade ago. And Donald Trump is going to be speaking at the NRA convention. Greg Abbott is going to be speaking there. Ted Cruz is going to be speaking there. And all of them blame everything other than guns for the mass shooting that took place earlier this week. That's what Republicans do. There has been increased pressure that, I mean, listen, there's been pressure that the convention not even happen. It's a vile event by an organization whose goal is just to sell guns. Their clients are the gun manufacturers. They are paid by gun manufacturers to increase demand for guns. That's what they do. But short of the event being canceled, there's been pressure on people like Donald Trump not to speak there, but Donald Trump plans to speak there, and he is doubling down, posting to his, I guess it's a social media platform, Truth Social.
Truth Central.
Yeah, he posted, quote, "America needs real solutions and real leadership in this moment, not politicians and partisanship. That's why I will keep my longtime commitment to speak in Texas at the NRA convention and deliver an important address to America. In the meantime, we will continue to pray for the victims, their families, and for our entire nation. We are all in this together." Going on to say, a horrible time for our country. The idea that because we need solutions, it makes sense to speak at the NRA. The NRA is never going to have a solution to school shootings or shootings in general. The NRA wants more people to buy guns. One of the ways that you get people to buy more guns is to make them believe that it's really dangerous out there, or to actually allow it to be really dangerous out there. It's sort of the same thing. If people think they need a gun, they're going to go and buy a gun. And then if there's fewer shootings, you go and you say, hey, that's thanks to guns. Go out and buy more guns. Either way, the NRA's solution is to buy more guns. And the idea that they are going to be an arbiter or a meeting point of any kind of actual solutions is absurd. It is insane that, what, 96 hours after this shooting, in the same state, the NRA is gathering to talk about how great guns are and how access to them shouldn't be restricted. So Trump will be speaking there. It's disgusting. It's depraved. It's absurd. But it's exactly what we would expect him to do. Okay, a sitting Florida representative, Randy Fine, who represents the 53rd district in Florida, threatened Joe Biden with gun violence in the aftermath of the Uvalde, Texas shooting. You have a shooting, okay? And then Joe Biden wants to do something about gun violence, and an elected official threatens Biden with guns. He tweeted, quote, "I have news for the embarrassment that claims to be our president. Try to take our guns and you'll learn why the Second Amendment was written in the first place." That's an elected official, ladies and gentlemen. He should be immediately removed from office. The Secret Service should visit him and have a nice chat. And he was confronted about what he tweeted, and he kind of doubles down weirdly. Now, as a warning to people watching, Randy Fine is extremely red in this video, just as a heads up. Listen to this guy. What a doofus.
I think when the President of the United States gets on the day of a mass shooting and says he's going to come and take people's guns away, that's incendiary.
He
turned his speech into a speech on gun control. It was hugely inappropriate. It was hugely inappropriate to do that day. If they are going to start this, they cannot expect us to sit silently while they try to strip our Second Amendment.
You know, it doesn't really help your cause.